Click Broadcasting to the world. I'm just taking a walk upstairs. I'm going back up to the loft. I haven't been in the loft for ages to make it sound like it's some other country. I'm going back to the loft. We had good times in the loft. Now I'm going up in the loft. Just surveying the crapness that is all the rubbish and stuff that needs tidying up. Listening to the rain. Can you hear the rain? Probably not. It's not showing up on the VU. Just outside the window, which I'm going to open. Might be able to hear the rain after I do this. Oh my god, it really is coming down. Oh, bless. There is a woman and two children standing underneath the tree. Oh, I'm going to have to take a photo of this and then unpause. I actually just had this impulse to run across the road, and that's why I'm out of breath. To run across the road with an umbrella for this lady and two kids, and then realise the umbrella wasn't mine. And so I can't really go and give it away. If it was a relatively cheap umbrella and it was mine, I would have run across and give to them. Would have done wonders for my plus 100 karma level for today. Jesus, I'm out of breath. I think I'm going to die. Could be my last audio boo. I'm sure for some that would be most agreeable. Oh my god, I really am going to die. Just a sec. Whew. I really did come down them stairs pretty quick. So yeah, I'm sitting in the loft. It feels a bit cold up here actually. I need to take some of the stuff out of here. There's a really nice light. There's just tons of old paperwork. Lamp stands. Light. I need to do it up, mellow it out. This can be my mellow room. Heater up here. Could be my blogging room, actually. Yeah, that's what it could be. I need to get myself a really nice, simplistic setup up here. A real blogging room. Oh, it's been a while since I've audio booed. Properly, should I say. You know, relaxed everyday thoughts. I've had a lot going through my mind. I have one of these cavernous minds that has moments of clarity and moments of bemusement. And it's like a roller coaster going from one to the other. It's very difficult to ascertain which mood it's going to be in. Mainly because I have such chaotic expectations of what life can be on a daily basis. It changes rapidly depending on what I'm privy to. And there's a big truck that if I open the window enough, I could run and jump on top of it. I can hear thundering. SCS, it's a SETI delivery thing. I wouldn't like to be them delivering that in this weather. It's going to get ruined. Let me just open my window because I could have sworn. Oh no, I'm not knocking on my door at all. Yeah, so it's been a bit chaotic, really. Massive shift in social stuff, I guess. You know, the social space that I got into 18 months ago has totally changed in my mind, as in what I perceive myself within that. And I guess some letdowns on my behalf. Which I'm trying to calculate in my mind if I could have approached, done, communicated better, which I'm not giving myself so much of a hard time about. But also at the same time, trying to quantify the journey so far. So, you know, going from moving out to going clubbing for 10 years to getting into, you know, the rat race. Switching from operations to creative, having Ella. There's just been a heavy mash of activities, whereas previous to the last couple of years, for about 10 years, I was on a life autopilot. I didn't really have this entrepreneurial
energy in my head, you know, this idea for change, personal change, community change, friend, locality, all of that stuff. As a person, you know, you start to develop these skills of being able to think outside of yourself, you know, what your capacity of a human being is. And I guess I'm still trying to just work it all out. I thought I was a little bit further along than I actually was, but I don't know. Some of the core components of what I think friends have been completely distorted over the last 12 months. And I personally feel that the world is designed to be fucked. It's gonna get worse. I don't think people are all striving for better lives, but leaving behind, casting aside crucial things that once they're gone, you can't get back very easily. And I guess I'm always trying to accommodate other people's outlooks. And since Ella's arrival, it almost seems just that's the only thing I really need to concentrate on. And it's been tough. It's been tough to put that into words. I can't really describe to you easily. That's why this sounds insane. I'm still going to post it anyway. Strange the amount of things that go through my mind. You know, the emotive roller coaster that I go on a daily basis is quite concerning to me, especially when I listen to other people's booze. I guess there's some stuff that people communicate and some stuff they don't. My stuff is my stuff, very personal to me. I don't like to be whiny, and I don't like to whine at people. I don't like to being disenchanting to people. I don't like to be a miserable person, a selfish person, a stuck-up, status-whoring person. I know what I know, and I enjoy what I know, and it makes me excited that I could dabble in these things. I mean, technology has just so changed in the last 2 or 3 years. Such a rapid adoption of computers and technology. Broadband has brought about people just reaching out into the other spaces in the world, and more people are connecting each month. It's just, it's mind-blowing, but at the same time, it's scary that unconsciously we lose so many things in the pursuit of happiness and need. And it's a constant battle for me to try and I'm not just a person who likes to be at the early start of new emerging ways of working, ways of living, ways of, you know, changing your mindset. This digital era that we're accelerating into at a rate of knots is it's difficult to quantify, and I'm sure you're probably thinking, well, you shouldn't try and quantify it. It is what it is. You just got to let it be. But I don't know. I'm one of those people who likes to dabble in all of it, you know, an experimenter. I don't know. I don't know where I was coming from with this. I think I was just really excited about my chicken breast sandwich and just decided to go on a rant. It's amazing what a piece of chicken can do.